Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Church at Home. This is Fred Coulter. Church at Home, we're dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today, because God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and does not change. So how is it that Christianity in this world is so far removed from the Bible? Yet they stand in the pulpit and preach from the Bible. However, if you would really take a Bible and cut out everything that they do not preach from, you would have a Bible that would look like it had gone through a shredding machine. Now compare that to what Jesus said. Jesus said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." And someone's going to ask, well, like one man said, "I'll keep the Sabbath if Jesus would come down here and tell me himself." The truth is, Jesus did come down here, and he did tell everyone himself that he was Lord of the Sabbath day, and he kept the Sabbath day, and he'd never, never, never change it to Sunday, as you have learned going through our series on the Sabbath. So how can you obey the voice of God? Well, it's all contained right here in the Bible, written for you. Now, having that so convenient, how is God going to judge those of us who have the Bible and yet ignore what God has said? We can say, well, all of those people that live at the ends of the earth and never heard anything about God or Jesus Christ, well, God will understand them. Yes, he will. But ever you ever ask yourself the question, what is he going to do for all of those who receive the Word of God, the complete Word of God, and you don't take it off the shelf to even read it? You profess it with your mouth, and you have wonderful words of love. But are the words written in your heart and in your mind? Well, we're going through the 10 steps on how to enter into the kingdom of God. And this is step number 5, the Holy Spirit. Receiving the Holy Spirit of God, which comes through baptism and laying on of hands, as we find in Acts 8 and in Acts 19. Jesus promised the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is that power of God that comes from God, that is able to come into you. And let's see how Jesus expressed it. And let's see what is required, because the Apostle Peter told the whole Sanhedrin when they were arrested for preaching in the name of Jesus Christ. He said, there is no other name given under heaven whereby men must be saved. They didn't believe him. Then he and the other apostles said that God only gives the Holy Spirit to those who obey him. Now, do you live by every word of God? Now, I'll just give you this one thing to think on if you believe that the Holy Spirit is God itself. A lot of people believe in the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Now, if you believe that, why don't you take up a challenge? You read the introduction to every one of the 14 epistles of the Apostle Paul. Now, in Hebrews, it comes in the last chapter. And I want you to answer the question, why does Paul say, "Grace be to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ," and never mentions the Holy Spirit as God? Have you ever thought of that? Oh, but the whole Christian world believes it. Have they been deceived? Is that part of the deception? When asked to explain about the Trinity, everyone is told you have to accept it by faith because you can't explain it. Really? Could that not be a good excuse for a lie? Let's see about the Holy Spirit. Let's come to the Gospel of John, chapter 14. Let's read what Jesus said. What did Jesus say? You can't trust a pope. You can't trust a cardinal. You can't trust a bishop. You can't trust a priest, because they're bound to uphold the traditions of men. And you can't trust noted evangelists, because they'll lie. And you can't trust ministers who say that the law has been abolished, because that's a lie. When Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God, right? Now let's come to John 14, and let's see something very important for us to understand. Let's begin here in verse 15. Because after you've been baptized, come out of the watery grave, and have received the Holy Spirit, now, what are you to do? What did Jesus say? And you know, there are some people who are so shallow in their understanding of the Bible and so willing to deny Jesus Christ that they say, well, the Gospels was only given for the Jews, and Paul gave a better gospel. Really? Do you think that Jesus Christ taught the Apostle Paul something different than he taught the other apostles? How could that be? Would that not make God a hypocrite? Would that not make God a liar? But what did Paul write about God? It's impossible for him to lie. Do you believe that concerning Jesus Christ, that it's impossible for him to lie? Now we have some booklets you can write in for. Is God a Trinity? In the Bible, we have an appendices showing that it's the power of God, not a third person in a Trinity. Well, how can you say that? How can you be Christian? I've had people say that to me. I said, all right, you go into the Bible and you prove it. You find one verse where it says, God, the Holy Spirit. It says, God, the Father, Jesus Christ, God, our Savior. But never does it say, God, the Holy Spirit. It says the Holy Spirit of God. And let's see what Jesus says about it here. So after you're baptized, come out of the watery grave and walk in newness of life, you are to obey. Jesus said that. Now just hold your place in John 14, and let's come to Mark the 12th chapter, and let's see what you are to do. Everyone loves the scripture, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him may not perish, but may have everlasting life. But let's start out, because there's always the argument, as it was in Jesus' day, which is the great commandment? All right? And so a scribe asked Jesus that. And here's Jesus' answer. Verse 29, Mark 12. Then Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel. Now what I want you to do is put your name in there. I put my name in there. What does God want me, Fred Coulter, to do? Our one God is the Lord, the Lord. See, there are two, not three. Verse 30. Here's what we are to do after we understand we have been conjoined into the death of Jesus Christ and have received the Holy Spirit of God, which gives us the ability then to love God in the way that God wants us to love him spiritually. Now notice what Jesus said. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. This is the first commandment. Do you do that? Do you put God the Father and Jesus Christ first in everything that you do? Think about it. Do you love God this way? Now, this leaves no room for anything else, does it? No, it doesn't. And the second one is like this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. And then the scribe said, hey, that's right, master. You've spoken truth. What did Jesus answer him? Verse 34. Jesus, seeing that he answered with understanding, said to him, you are not far from the kingdom of God. Question. How close are you to the kingdom of God? He wasn't far from it, but the scribe didn't have the Holy Spirit of God. You're not far from it. Now let's see what brings us in to relationship then with God, with the Holy Spirit, so that we can love God with all our heart, mind, and soul, and being, with all our soul and with all of our strength. Now let's come to John 14. Let's read it. Here's what we are to do. And just like Peter said in Acts the 5th chapter, you cannot receive the Spirit of God unless you obey him. That simple. You can't continue to live your life the way you've always lived it. You must change. You must love God. And that love of God is expressed in obedience. Verse 15, John 14. If you love me, keep the commandments, namely my commandments. Do you profess to love Jesus? Do you profess to love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and being? Do you keep the commandments of God the way that God wants you to? Now you go to cbcg.org and you can download the audio sermons that I have done on God's grace and commandment keeping. And also, we have transcripts of that that you can download. And you take those, and you listen to them, and you read the transcripts, and you go through your Bible. And you will understand that through the grace of God, now we are keeping all the commandments of God on a higher spiritual level and plane than ever thought of. So Jesus said, if you love me, keep the commandments, namely my commandments. When you understand that he was Lord God of the Old Testament, what does that really mean? As Paul said, that we are now to keep the commandments of God in the spirit and not in the letter. So the only way you can keep them in the spirit is to receive the Spirit of God, and you cannot receive the Spirit of God unless you have repented and have been baptized. Now let's read what Jesus said. And I will ask the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that it may be with you throughout the age. And that's the correct translation from the Greek. It, not he. And the translators of almost every version of the Bible have incorrectly translated that because they have read into the Bible that there is a Trinity. And the only way that they can make it read that is to say it is he instead of it. And the Greek definitely is not in the masculine case in these verses, and it is in the neuter case, which is it. Because it's the power of God. And you need the power of God to love God. You need the power of God to walk in newness of life. You need the power of God to have your mind changed and transformed. You need the power of God so that he can write his laws and commandments in your heart and in your mind and in your inward parts. So that you can love God and obey him in the fullest expression of what that means spiritually. Or maybe you've never heard anything like this before. And if you've never heard anything like this before, then you better get busy and start learning and knowing and understanding. Because we're living in the last days, and the last days are upon us. And that's why we have church at home, because 99.9% of all the Christian churches in the world cannot be trusted because they do not really preach the Word of God completely. Oh, they teach from it, They teach nice principles. And I heard a well-known evangelist pastor speak, and he gave a very good sermon, how to trust God, right out of the scriptures. But he never said anything about the Sabbath. He said, you know, the thing that kept me going in my depression times was I had to prepare a sermon for every Sunday. How did he miss the Sabbath? And then he says, now, when you go to heaven, and you can't find that in the scriptures either. So you see, if they give part of the truth, and explain that very well, have they given the whole truth? Or are they like people who go to court, and they put their hand on the Bible, and the clerk says, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? And they say, I do, and get in the witness stand and proceed to lie out of both sides of their mouths. Is that what you're like? Are you really honest with God and honest with yourself and honest with the truth? Let's notice what Jesus said. Verse 17, even the Spirit of the truth. That's what you need in your mind. The Spirit of God united with your spirit and your mind to change and convert you. The Spirit of truth will expose within you evil thoughts and sins so you can repent of it. You think that with the power of God being the Spirit of truth, that it's going to bring you any lie? Of course not. Notice, which the world cannot receive. Why can't the world receive it? Because they refuse. Verse 15, if you love me, keep the commandments. They'll find every excuse not to do it. So they can't receive the power of God, the Holy Spirit. The world cannot receive because it perceives it not, nor knows it. But you know it because it dwells with you and shall be within you. And that happened on the day of Pentecost, Acts the second chapter, didn't it? Yes. Now, we'll talk more about the Holy Spirit, but you have to have the Holy Spirit, which is the power of God, which gives you the strength, which gives you the motivation, which then also through the power of God gives you the understanding of truth. Because he was going to send the Holy Spirit, and the world can't see that or doesn't understand it, then Jesus said he's going to manifest himself to us. But notice what the Holy Spirit will do. Verse 21, the one who has my commandments and is keeping them, that is the one who loves me. Does that describe you? Do you have the commandments of God and Jesus Christ? Are you keeping them? That is the one who loves me. Now here's another promise. The one who loves me because God the Father loved you and still loves you and sent Jesus to be the propitiation for your sins, correct? Yes. Now then, you love God back with all your heart, mind, and soul and being, not only with emotion and feeling, but with the substance of keeping his commandments. Oh, but that's so hard to do in this world. No, it isn't if you have the Spirit of God. Do you love God? Another promise. The one who loves me shall be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Now, how is God going to manifest himself to someone without coming down in vision? Judas, who was not Iscariot, he couldn't understand that. He said, Lord, how are you going to do that? Verse 23, Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. Let's stop right here. What does word mean? It's singular, and we'll find out later he uses the plural. Singular means my whole message. Do you keep the whole message of Jesus Christ? Or do you believe, as some people believe, that the Gospels were only for the Jews and therefore we don't need to pay any attention to it? If you believe that, You're above all people most pitiful. And you've swallowed and accepted a cheap, costless gospel. And you will never enter into the kingdom of God, because this is step number 5, the Holy Spirit to give you direction, to lead you, to help you, to bring you the truth, to give you a hungering and thirsting for the word of God. So Jesus answered and said, and I want you to listen to this carefully. If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him. Christ and God the Father, through the power of the Holy Spirit, will be dwelling in your mind. That's the earnest of the beginning of salvation. Now let's understand another principle. A lot of ministers say the finished work of Christ was done at the cross. Yes, part of it was finished to begin this part. Remember, Jesus said, I'm the beginning and the ending, the first and the last. When he finished that part, now it was ready to begin with the work of Jesus Christ and God the Father through the power of the Holy Spirit. That work just began. And that work continues in all of those who love God and keep his commandments and receive the Holy Spirit of God. Because you have to prepare to enter into the kingdom of God. Because flesh and blood cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So you need the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God, which is going to give you the mind of Christ and the begettal of the Father, so that you will become a son or daughter of God the Father. I tell you, there is so much in the Bible that you need to learn. There are so many deep teachings here that you need to come to understand, and you need to ask God to help you do it. See, church at home is not just a group gathered together, and now let's all open our Bibles, and you tell me what this scripture means to you, and you tell me what this scripture means to you, and I'll give you my little testimony. No, first thing you need to do is learn the truth of God. Now, test yourself right here, verse 24. The one who does not love me does not keep my words, plural, all his words. And the word, the complete message combining all the words of Jesus, that you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. Does that apply to you? Do you say you're a Christian and you don't have to keep the commandments of God? John says, you're a liar. John wrote, you don't love God. Oh, but yes, I do. Really? Can you love God and reject his commandments, reject his Holy Spirit? See, unless you keep the commandments of God after you have repented and have been baptized to receive the Holy Spirit, you're not going to receive it. And once you receive the Holy Spirit, then we're going to see the next step, number 6, will be growing and overcoming. Now, there's a whole lot more that we could cover in this, but this is sufficient for you to understand how vital and important it is that step number 5 and how to enter into the kingdom of God, you must receive the Holy Spirit of God. So once again, I want you to write for this book. You can order it online, The Day Jesus the Christ Died, so you can understand how God really has loved you. And also this book, so you can understand that if you keep the Sabbath and holy days, you are not practicing Judaism. Write in for this book, Judaism, A Revelation of Moses, or A Religion of Men. And be sure, we have it right online, right at church at home. You can download Who and What is a True Christian, and you can evaluate your life and see, are you really a true Christian or not? Because there are a lot of false Christians out there. They may be sincere, but can people be sincere and still deceived? Oh, of course, because everyone wants an easy way to do things. But God said, the easy and broad way is for the majority of people. The way to the kingdom of God is straight and narrow and difficult. And we'll see that as we go along. So I hope that these series that we've been going through will help you to really understand the Word of God and to know that God loves you and wants you and needs you if you answer His call, if you believe, if you repent, if you are baptized, and if you receive the Spirit of God, then you receive the special love through God's Spirit that comes from Him alone. The world can't receive that. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. And so remember our other website, cbcg.org, and download God's Grace and Commandment Keeping. Listen to those. Learn. We still have time to do it. We still have peace and freedom. So you need to be busy about doing your Father's work. So until next time, so long, everyone.